Lascia vibrare. There's a Family Living by Eran Zaks, dedicated to Michael Zupraner.
There is a family living next to this building.
At first listen, there doesn't seem to be anything special about this recording. The talking voice may seem a little bit strange, down-pitched. The recording seems to consist mainly of birds and some background noises. Some close rustles, maybe some steps, some human sounds heard from far away. More birds. Mainly birds. Chirping, then hooing, then chirping again. Some human voices echoing in the distance. There is a child and an adult, possibly a woman, maybe two. The boy seems to be crying at one point. Someone is shouting. There is a family living. The talking voice stutters. It speaks in English, but clearly has a non-English accent. There is a family living next to this. This what? The voice doesn't say. It can't say. It chokes.
The only rule of my profession is that you gotta keep the stocks moving. My customers are a particularly insatiable type. Ilk, folk. They consume motion and secrete stagnation. I don't deal with growing the crops. My interest is in mobilization. Pneumatic trade routes is what I am good at. I have been procuring my wares from various pushers and pullers, middlemen who dwell around these parts. Today, I have a meeting with a rake man. He's offering to unload 23 dozen bags of stones picked in mid-air. Claims they were harvested mid-flight, and that he's been keeping them in spiral movement ever since. Needless to say, my buyers might find this quite desirable. I have been moving in and out these vermicular pathways for nearly 20 years now. Used to be difficult. You used to slip up. Might find a whole shipment of kelk mud turned over, rolling in straight lines, and then it's ruined, gone, frozen.
But what can you make of this recording? What information does it carry inherently? What is the content embedded in the sound itself? What can we understand simply by listening?
There is a family living next to this building.
¿Los has visto?
Sí, ¿qué era?
Es una familia.
Did you see that? Yes, what is it?
Ratas.
It's...
Sí, ratas.
It's a family. A family of... They're rats. Or alligators.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Una pasó por aquí.
One flew by real fast.
Sí, pasan de este
lado. Yeah, they pass here from this side to that side.
Uy, qué grandes.
Whoa, look at the size of it. But it's hard to see them that way. Yeah, well, they're not really here, nor there. But as soon as they pass through again, we jump and hold on to their tail, and then we'll surf on the sidewalls of these caves all the way inside. You ready? Thank you.
Chaque fois que mon oncle s'en allait, mes parents se mettaient à se disputer. J'avais horreur de les entendre crier.
Every time my uncle left, my parents would start fighting. I hated hearing them fight, and I would always look for a place where I could simply disappear. I wanted to hide where no one could find me. One day, they yelled at each other so hard that I started running in the opposite direction, and I headed to the upwinding path, which my mother strictly prohibited. I ran fast, real fast as I could, passing along empty houses on both sides of the road, as the path kept winding up and right and more right, and then a sharp turn to the left, and then down and right again, and then another sharp curve, and I followed it straight into the houses and began running inside the emptiness of the houses, turning left, and suddenly a steep climb, and suddenly I turn to the right, and the houses are on all sides now, and are below and above, entering one into the other, a vacant house inside a vacant house. And I am running with the winding path, rising and descending, twisting inward between the houses, as if I was running inside a giant long snake which is fast asleep, curled into itself. All of a sudden I stopped. Ahead of me, the path had split in two. Two openings, both seemingly leading further deep into the nothingness. I looked back. Nothing. Darkness. Actually, I could not see anything. I have been running for a long time without seeing a thing. I had no air. Not only because I was ventilating quite intensely. There was no air around. I wasn't suffocating. But I could feel how with each breath, my lungs were getting filled with dust. Thin, thin, dry dust.
At the heart of the city of Hebron, not far from the Tomb of Patriarchs, stands a vast tower of void, hidden from view, isolated and unnoticed. The recording was created there in Kaitun in 2009. We were invited by Michael of the Heb2 project, and in order to sneak in and enter this deserted neighborhood, Isa, our guide, took us to a crack through which we could squeeze through the enormous wall erected by the Israeli army in order to prevent any accidents in or out of Khartoum. The sight inside is tantalizing. It's lesser known than the surrounding sites around it, but Khartoum was once an old residential neighborhood in a bustling Palestinian city. A large urban compound of stone houses, closely built one on top of the other, located in proximity to the market, on a street which ran parallel to the main street. This compound now stands completely empty and derelict. Rooms on top of rooms, flats over flats, corridors and houses, all vacant, abandoned by their inhabitants, who were coerced into leaving their already aging homes by an imposed prevention of access and use. The houses are deteriorating. The structures collapse and crumble. But some traces of domestic existence are still evident, scattered in the neglect. The recording was done on the bottom level. This perforated compound of empty chambers looming above us. Apparently, There is a family living on the other side of the compound. We can hear their voices reverberating through this maze of emptiness.